ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 8, Chapter 5, Text 25. Chapter entitled The Demigod's Appeal to the Lord. Tatra drishta sorupaya Shuta purvaya vai prabhu Stutim abruta daivibir Girbistva avahitendriya Tatra adishta sorupaya Shruta purvaya vai prabhu Stutim abruta daivibhi Girbistva avahitendriya tatra drishta sorupaya shruta purvaya vai prabhu stutim abruta daivibhir girbistva avahitendriya Mantajis, please. Tatra,
there,
at the Lord's abode known as Svetadvip, Adrishta Swarupaya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was not seen even by Lord Brahma, Shruta Purvaya, but who was heard about from the Vedas. Why, indeed, Prabhu, Lord Brahma, stutim, prayers derived from Vedic literature, abruta, performed, Daivi B, by prayers mentioned in the Vedic literature or offered by persons strictly following Vedic principles. Girbi, by such sound vibrations or songs. Tu, then. Avita Indriya, fixed in mind without deviation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. There, at Svetadvip, Lord Brahma offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he had never seen the Supreme Lord. Simply because Lord Brahma had heard about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Vedic literature, with a fixed mind, he offered the Lord prayers as written or approved by Vedic literature. Purport. It is said that when Brahma and other demigods go to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Svetadvip, they cannot directly see Him, but their prayers are heard by the Lord and the needful action is taken. This we have seen in many instances. The word Sruta Purvaya is significant. We get experience by directly seeing or by hearing. If it is not possible to see someone directly, we can hear about him from authentic sources. Sometimes people ask whether we can show them God. This is ludicrous. It is not necessary for one to see God before he can accept God. Our sensory perception is always incomplete. Therefore, even if we see God, we may not be able to understand Him. When Krishna was on earth, many, many people saw Him, but could not understand that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avajananti mam muda manusim tanum asritam. Even though the rascals and fools saw Krishna personally, they could not understand that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even upon seeing God personally, one who is unfortunate cannot understand Him. Therefore, we have to hear about God, Krishna, from the authentic Vedic literature and from persons who understand the Vedic version properly. Even though Brahma had not seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead before, he was confident that the Lord was there in Svetadvip. Thus, he took the opportunity to go there and offer prayers to the Lord. These prayers were not ordinary concocted prayers. Prayers must be approved by the Vedic literature. As indicated in this verse by the words, Daivi Bir, Girbi. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we do not allow any song that has not been approved or sung by bona fide devotees. We cannot allow cinema songs to be sung in the temple. We generally sing two songs. One is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. This is bona fide. It is always mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and it is accepted by the Acharyas. And the other, of course, is the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. We may also sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Lochan Das Thakur. But these two songs, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, are sufficient to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although we cannot see Him. Seeing the Lord is not as important as appreciating Him from the authentic literature or the authentic statements of authorized persons. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే దేవామృత స్వామినితి నామిని. నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామిని. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేస్తారిణి. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసది గౌరవ భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. Very beautiful verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada, where he's explaining how, you know, we shouldn't take our sense perception very seriously. We should hear from authorized sources, and it's as good as seeing the Supreme Personality of God. It's like recently, my Guru Maharaj, on the way back from Santa Barbara, he stopped in the Channel Islands University, where Nandini Radha Mataji is a professor. So she arranged a program, and many students came. And at the end, one Indian girl asked him, like, she asked him, like, why do you guys do idol worship? And Maharaj was like, you know, it was like kind of funny, but he was like joking with us, like, idol worship? Who's doing idol worship? Are you? Are you doing idol worship? Who is worshiping idols here? And then he asked her, like, you know, do you know what this idol means? And she says, oh, I don't know. Then he said to her, like, you don't even know what's idol worship, but you're asking this question. So he's explaining to her, idol worship means something like concocted, like you take this cup and you start worshipping it as God, something like that. And then finally she got the point, how he explained to her how if we took a photo of her, and, you know, that's not idol worship, that's actually her, that's authorized. Similarly, what we have given in Krishna consciousness is actually authorized. People who saw Krishna and people who associated with Krishna, they're giving us this information, so it's completely bona fide. And in this purport, Prabhupada is stressing the importance of hearing more than seeing. And as we know, out of these nine processes of devotional service, the first one is actually Sravanam. Sravanam is hearing. And then comes Kirtanam, chanting. As we know from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj got perfection just by hearing attentively the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many verses in the Bhagavatam that stresses the importance of hearing. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridayantasto Hi Abhadrani Vidinoti Surutsatam. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and glories of Krishna, it cleanses our heart, it purifies our heart, and establishes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an irrevocable fact. And there's so many others, like verses that explains how we can attain perfection just by hearing nicely. If we don't hear properly, we cannot chant properly. It's actually a science. When our Prabhupada was recommended for initiation by one of the Gaudiya Math presidents to Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada immediately said, yes, you know, I will give him initiation because he hears very nicely. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada took note how Prabhupada was very attentive in listening to his classes. And Prabhupada explained many times that, you know, he couldn't understand in the beginning days what his Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta was saying. It's amazing, even Prabhupada said like that. He couldn't understand what his spiritual master was saying, but anyways, he was very attentive in hearing. And the spiritual master was very pleased. And he gave him initiation, and he was very pleased with his mood. So, this is very important, this hearing. And it's also important that we give opportunities for conditioned souls to hear. That's the actually book distribution. Book distribution is nothing but recorded sound vibration in the form of books. And we're distributing them. And by this activity is very dear to Krishna. It's like one time Prabhupada told one of his lady disciples that she was a book distributor. So Prabhupada told her, if you keep going out every day on book distribution, one day you will see Krishna on the street face to face. You can imagine how dear it is to Krishna, this service of distributing this recorded sound vibration. And most of us, all of us, pretty much we are here because we read Prabhupada's books and we associated with this sound vibration. And that's what it brought us to Krishna consciousness. And the amazing thing is, if we stop hearing this sound vibration attentively, if we become familiar, then again we go back to the old ways. You know, again we become like materialistic. We develop taste again for, you know, the material nature. It's like yesterday one girl came to her bhakti house, and she's from China, and she's saying how she's reading the Science of Self-Realization and she's chanting Hare Krishna. But she's explaining as if like something is going wrong with her. Like, you know, she doesn't like to go out and eat, like, you know, in the restaurants that has meat. And, you know, she doesn't, you know, want to mix with people and, you know, watch movies. And she's getting like, you know, I was just thinking in my head, you know, her grips, her clutches, you know, from the material hold is like slackening just from hearing. How scientific is this process? You know, it works every time. So by hearing the sound vibration in form of Prabhupada's books, chanting Hare Krishna like this, we become free from material desires and we develop our love for Krishna. And this tendency is there in every soul, this tendency to hear and chant. It's there even in materialistic people. We can see how all this like media, you know, newspapers, Hollywood, Bollywood, you know, YouTube, you name it, like everything out there, it's all byproduct of some uncontrolled tongue, some uncontrolled sound vibration. Like Prabhupada explained, there's two business of the tongue. One is to chant, another one is to taste. So all the restaurants, cafes, bars, you know, all the music, all the newspapers, it's all, you know, it's all showing us how, you know, everybody likes to hear and chant. But unfortunately, they don't know what's the best thing to hear and chant. Mahaprabhu called it Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha means like village talk. It's amazing, due to the influence of media, you know, when I went home, I was in like a remote part of South India, and because of the internet, you know, the people from my village, they're like reading about like international affairs, you know, what Obama is doing and what's recession is happening and, you know, this and that. And they, even though they have no control over it, they can't do anything about it, but they're finding out about all these things. But as devotees, even we don't read this stuff, even though we live in America. So they're asking me all these questions. I was surprised, you know, how this village talk, Mahaprabhu called it village talk, but it's become like an international, you know, gossip, worldwide web, you know. So this is going on. Everybody has the tendency to hear, but we don't know what the right thing to hear. It's unfortunate. Therefore, we have to give opportunity for people to hear about Krishna. And by hearing about Krishna, we can experience Krishna, like Prabhupada is saying in this verse. We know how there's so many examples in the Krishna book and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Ramayana, how devotees, just by hearing about Krishna, they fell in love with Krishna. There's a great example, Rukmini Devi. We have in the altar Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarakadish. So Rukmini actually heard about Krishna from so many authoritative sources that would visit her. And just by hearing about Krishna, she fell in love with Krishna and she was so eager to marry Krishna. We all know the pastimes, how, you know, Krishna came and kidnapped Rukmini and this whole pastime. But I was just thinking, it's a nice example of, you know, like Rukmini falling in love with Krishna just by hearing about Krishna. And in the Ramayana, there is this pastime of this great devotee called Sabari. Sabari, she was actually born in a hunter family. But she was very kind-hearted soul, you know. She, even from birth, she was not, you know, into any of the vices. So they arranged for a wedding for her. But then when she found out how many animals were going to be killed to celebrate the wedding feast, she actually ran away from home. She ran away from home to the forest, and then she came to this house of this great saint, Matanga Muni. And Matanga Muni actually trained her in Krishna consciousness. And she was such an amazing, amazing devotee. And it was time for Matanga Muni to actually leave this world and go back to Godhead. So Sabari was actually very sad. Her spiritual master is, you know, going to leave her, going back to Godhead. But Matanga Rishi actually told her, you know, you're more fortunate than me because I'm leaving, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ram and Lakshman, they're going to come by this way, searching for Sita, and you will get to serve them. So how fortunate you are. So just by hearing that, you know, every day she was living like, you know, Ram and Lakshman were to come that day. She would go and sweep all the, you know, roads and prepare whatever feast she can do. And from morning to night, she would just be like, you know, eager to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve Him. It's actually mentioned, the amazing thing is she would go pick fruits and she would like bite the fruits to taste them to see, like, you know, if they're like tasty enough to be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she was so completely absorbed in the thoughts of Ram. And when Ram and Lakshman actually came, you know, she was so happy to see them, and she was offering prayers and so on and so forth. And she offered them these fruits. So Lakshman saw this, and Lakshman was actually disturbed to see that she's offering the Supreme Personality of God at this old lady is bitten from, you know. And Lakshman was disturbed, but Ram could understand her feelings. So Ram actually stopped Lakshman and explained to him, like, don't be disturbed, I really like her feelings, her sentiments and her love for me. And Ram actually ate those fruits and sent her back to Godhead immediately from that meeting. So there's so many examples of how, you know, even great personalities, you know, they hear about Krishna or Rama and they fall in love and they're patiently serving, waiting for years and years, not demanding. It's explained how in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raghunath Das Goswami, he actually met with Haridas Thakur. And Raghunath Das had so much wealth, it's unbelievable. He was, you know, Prabhupada explains, according to this day and age, he would be like a multi-millionaire son. And he had so much opulence, but, you know, he was the only son. But when he saw Haridas Thakur performing bhajan in a cave, Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, you know, I want to become like this, you know. Haridas Thakur, materially speaking, doesn't have much, but he has something like, you know, I really want that. He's so attractive, he's so peaceful, he's so happy, he's so blissful. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur told him about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even though Raghunath had so much wealth and opulence, he was running like anything to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's explained, Chaitanya Charitamrita became like a daily affair. The parents would send guards to bring him and shackle him and keep him. And he would look for an opportunity to run away. So Raghunath's mom actually asked his dad, like, you know, why don't you, like, you know, do something? Why don't you tie him up, like, stronger or something, you know? And Raghunath's dad explained, you know, he has the opulence of Indra. He has a wife like Apsara. He has so much wealth and so much power, and he's young and he's so beautiful looking. But if these things can't, you know, bind him, what to speak of some ropes, it's not going to work. So Raghunath Das Goswami was running like anything to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can see how just from hearing, he became so in mad love with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we know how he went. And every day Mahaprabhu would give him his Mahaprasad. And then Raghunath Das thought, like, I'm a sannyasi, I shouldn't just depend on this Mahaprasad. So he went out and started begging alms. And even then he thought, I'm behaving like a prostitute, you know, I'm thinking this person will give me, that person won't give me, so I'm discriminating. So finally he went to this cow shed, and he was eating this leftover rice that even the cows won't touch, become so rotten. He would just wash and he would eat that. You can see how Vairagya Vidya. And Prabhupada explains in the purport how just, you know, not necessarily by seeing Krishna, we're going to understand Krishna. In the Krishna book, I was thinking how, you know, this pastime where, you know, Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys, they went to Mathura. And Krishna came across this washerman who was carrying all this nice cloth of Kamsa. And Krishna requested him humbly for some cloth, but the washerman refused to give Krishna the clothes. Not only refused, but he actually chastised Krishna, saying he's impudent and he should be punished for desiring the clothes of the king, and these boys should be driven away from Mathura and like this. And Krishna, like, you know, just cut his head off with his finger, you know. He lost his head. And the same streets of Mathura, there was this Sudama, you know, who was selling flowers, who was making garlands, and he was doing this flower seva for the king. But then when Krishna asked the Sudama for some flowers, he garlanded not just Krishna, not just Balaram, he garlanded all the cowherd boys, and he received everybody so nicely. So we can see there's so many examples, like, you know, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan, so many of them saw Krishna. And even Dhritarashtra was, according to Mahabharata, he even understood that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But due to attachments for his son, he was blinded, not only materially blind, spiritually also blind. He couldn't surrender to Krishna. So we have to hear from authorized sources, then we can understand Krishna. And Prabhupada also warns us, like, we have to be careful who we hear from. Otherwise, even though we may hear about Krishna or Prabhupada or like this, if we don't hear from authorized sources, we're going to become bewildered. We're going to become confused. Because whoever we admire, whoever we serve, we become just like them. So there's so much information about Krishna and Prabhupada and like this, but if it's not authorized, it can be like reverse effects. It could create poisonous effects. It's like many times new people come, you know, they're very eager to hear about Krishna. They immediately go on the Google, you know, and they type like, you know, ISKCON and Hare Krishna and Prabhupada. And they come like next time like long-faced, you know. Like everything okay. It's like, yeah, you know, I saw this thing on the YouTube. What's up with that, you know? There's so much like gossip and poison out there. If you're not careful, we open ourselves up and then we become poisoned. Even within Krishna consciousness, you know, there's so much, you know, different philosophies. Like, can be very bewildering for a new person. So we have to know who to hear from. We have to be careful who we give oral reception to. Otherwise, we can get confused and we make offenses and go away. There's this verse that says, Sampradaya vihinam ye mantraste nispala mata. Even if you're chanting a proper mantra, bona fide mantra, if it's not coming from a bona fide teacher and a bona fide sampradaya, you know, it will not produce the desired results. Many people chant so many mantras. Like this one boy, he came to my book table on Sunday. I'm talking to him. He's like saying something. I'm like, what are you saying? Because he's not even listening to what I'm saying. He's like chanting something. I'm like, what are you saying? He's like, oh, I'm chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I said, that's okay. You can chant later. Let me like talk to you, you know. And then I said, okay. Again, he keeps chanting the same thing. So people have all kinds of understanding. If I just pick up some mantra from YouTube and then I'll become perfect. But it doesn't work like that. It has to come from a bona fide guru. And we are so fortunate, you know, these teachings and the mantras given to us by Prabhupada. I was listening how Prabhupada's memory, how one time Prabhupada actually stayed here in New Dwaraka for 8 months. 8 months Prabhupada stayed, and then nobody thought the day will come, he's going to depart. So when Prabhupada was departing, the devotees asked Prabhupada, like, you know, why do you have to leave to India? And Prabhupada explained, you know, I had an argument with Dwarakadish, but Dwarakadish wanted me to go to India. And Prabhupada said, you've given me such a nice temple in Vatsyayaka Avenue, why do I have to go anywhere? In 8 months, you can imagine Prabhupada staying in one place, so many bhaktas were coming, so much standard, so much amazing, you know, devotees visiting, you know, Western headquarters. But Prabhupada is saying to Dwarakadish, why do I have to leave? And Dwarakadish said, you know, if you go to India, I will give you a temple even better than Vatsyayaka Avenue. That was the Krishna Balaram temple. So Prabhupada was saying like this to devotees at the airports, like, what can I do? You know, I had this like arguments with Dwarakadish, but you know, he wanted me to go, what can I do? Can you imagine how amazing is Prabhupada, like, you know, to be so intimately connected to Krishna? Otherwise, you know, there's so many gurus, they're teaching so many things, but you know, it's only confusing, it's like poisonous. It's toxic what they teach us. It's better to be a karmi, actually. At least there's some hope. One of my friends, he picked me up from the airport, in the Chennai airport, and he's driving me home. And this poor guy has gone to a music store, because he knows some part of ISKCON, to buy some spiritual CD, like a music CD, and he's playing it in his new car and his loudspeakers. Oh my God, I felt like jumping off the car, you know. But I didn't want to say anything because he was so affectionate. He went out of his way to bring the CD. But then I asked him, can you turn it down a bit? Then I started explaining to him, you know, how there's a difference between, like, you know, Mayavad and Vaishnavism, and how, you know, I'm practicing Vaishnava teachings taught by, like, Ramanujacharya and like this. And then the whole time, we had this nice discussion about Krishna consciousness. So people have no idea. Immediately we think spirituality means, you know, some mantra, some meditation, anything goes, you know. What like we hear all the time from Sura Prabhu's classes. It's hilarious what people think spirituality is. But we are very fortunate. We have this given to us by Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is saying here, we just need to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Panchatattva Mantra and Hare Krishna Mantra. We don't need anything else. And Prabhupada says, okay, then we want to chant some songs by Bhakti, you know, Thakur or, you know, Narottam Das Thakur, then it's okay. But still, time, place, circumstances. It's like when we go on Harinam, especially new devotees, as soon as they get the mic, they have to change like 10 ragas in 10 minutes. And they chant Jai Prabhupada and Narsingadev and, you know, all kinds of things. But we can see how Prabhupada is explaining. You know, we have to be like chanting these main mantras, especially for public. Otherwise, they can't understand what we are saying. They get confused. Hare Krishna, they can understand. That's why they call us the Hare Krishnas. But if we chant so many mantras and we don't have to change like every 2 minutes. And Prabhupada, one time, when Prabhupada was leaving his body, we heard this in the memory step during prasadam. One devotee was asked to chant for Prabhupada, and he was singing, you know, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and Prabhupada was peaceful. And all of a sudden he thought, you know, I've been singing this Hare Krishna so long, now I have to sing something, you know, and then he started singing like, Brahma Bole Chaturmukhe. Even though Prabhupada was so sickly and so, you know, almost like unconscious, Prabhupada's hands went up like this, like, you know, like, he didn't have to say anything. The devotee explained, it almost felt like it sucked all the airs out of the room, you know. And somebody was trying to tell him, like, don't sing, don't sing. And this devotee thing, it's obvious, you know, Prabhupada's hand, the way it went up, you know. There's no way I'm going to sing that again. So Prabhupada was showing how to chant. Just chant Hare Krishna mantra. This everything is, all perfection is there. It's like Brahmananda Prabhu. He was remembering how in the beginning days in the Tompkins Square Park, Prabhupada was chanting and he would dance, and Brahmananda Prabhu thought like it's actually disrespectful to stop dancing. But the thing is, Prabhupada chanted for like about 4 hours without stopping. And even though he was young and energetic and big, you know, he was exhausted. So he asked Prabhupada like at the end, you know, how could you sing so long, you know, for 4 hours non-stop? And Prabhupada said the art of chanting is to chant in such a way that you never get tired. Prabhupada was training him how to chant in a melodious, meditative mood. So everything, you know, was given to us. Prabhupada has taught us everything. But we're just ignorant, then we make up all kinds of, you know, tunes and make up all kinds of philosophy, and we become confused, and we confuse the new people that coming along as well. So we have to become informed. We have to hear Prabhupada's purports every day and share with others as much as possible. And this is the actual hope. Prabhupada said even 1% of the world's population, they take to Krishna consciousness, there'll be hope. Any questions or comments, corrections? Any memories any senior devotees have? Can share. Jai, thank you. What's that?
Arrow, that arrow shot to Vasu. And Vasu asked to run,
Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.